Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to be speaking today about the prophetic words that we're hearing right now since we last began to speak about some recent words that God was speaking about 60 years. 60 years that had taken place that it takes 60 years for those that are planning terrorist attacks and doing them. It takes 60 years to be able to, for them to be successful type thing. Mm-hmm. And so what did God mean by that when he said, when he told me that in a dream, what was happening? And I'm going to begin to reveal that. And through a young man named Isaiah, God speaks and confirms specifically about that. And hopefully we'll make that available too. We have an audio of him sharing what God said to him as well. And this is going to be rough. You got to pay attention. You know, it's amazing that people, you can talk to folks and they look at you. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't have a clue what they're thinking, but they're not even listening to you. And they're just thinking, well, I'd rather have them talking at me than not talking to me at all. But they're not listening to what you're saying. They're not following you. They're not following God. But yet they just, no, tell me more, but they're not going to do what you're saying. And it's like, well, you know, it's not going to end well for you. It's not going to end well for you because you're choosing your own direction. You know, you're choosing your own way when God is saying this is the way it should go. And this is the wildest thing. Wild meaning in our own finite minds trying to really grasp things is God waits for people. Mm-hmm. He waits for people and depends on people to act, right, and to do. Mm-hmm. And you think, do you really want to depend on human beings? I mean, think about Nineveh weighed in the balance. The Ninevites weighed in the balance on one man's struggle to obey God. Mm-hmm. One man, an entire city, a great city, the Word of God said. Either it was bound for destruction, but that was not what God wanted for it. But that's what he intended for if they didn't change. Mm-hmm. And he already had a due date when that was going to happen. And there's this one man that struggled. Well, I don't know, and I don't like Ninevites. And besides, I don't feel like that's my call, and I don't like being told what to do, and, you know, all this whatever. Mm-hmm. But it depended on one man, Pat.
That's amazing.
One man had an attitude with God. He actually thought it was about him, and it was about God. It wasn't about Nineveh, and it wasn't about Jonah. It was about God. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you know, Jonah's going to start sharing his opinion. You know, well, I think. And God's going like, excuse me?
I didn't ask you to think.
Excuse me, Jonah? You know? And so, and he begins to explain how evil they are. And his concern was, because he knew how good God was, that God was going to forgive them, God was going to restore them, and God was going to bless them. And he wanted them wiped off the face of the map. And be careful when you hear these folks saying, do away with them, destroy them. It's like, you don't know God. God is quick to forgive, and you could be left behind in a fire of unforgiveness and resentment and bitterness and not end well in your life because you thought it was about you. I'm offended. Go study Nelson Mandela and get over it. Because if anybody should be offended, it should have been Nelson Mandela. And he walked out unoffended. He walked out with forgiveness. He walked out with mercy. And he united a nation, and the whole world is honoring him this week. So, you come on. Mm-hmm. So, all of the city weighed in the balance because of one man's struggle. Is he going to obey God or not? I mean, I'm sure he called it a righteous struggle because he talked about somebody else's sin. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Nineveh. Look at their sin. Look how bad they are. It's like, did I ask you your opinion, Jonah? And this is what God says. It's a powerful thing. You got to understand how good our God is. God loves you. If Jonah has had a conversation with you before he actually started doing what he's supposed to be doing, you probably didn't like it, but don't judge the future, your future in God, based off Jonah's first conversation with you. If you happen to be on the boat before he was in the well, don't listen to that. Redefine yourself based off what he's going to tell you later on. But this is what the creator of the universe said. He said this. He said, do you think I'm not concerned about such a great nation? They don't even know their left hand from their right. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And here you are getting all over these folks or this person, And they haven't had the upbringing that you've had. They don't know what you know. And you're judging them based off what you know. And the truth is, you don't know nothing if that's how you're acting. And you're saying that God doesn't love that person or love that city. That's not true. He does. And he says, and so he was concerned about this evil, this city that was doing these evil things. He was concerned about it. He wanted to save the city. But one man's struggle with obedience, one man putting himself in the equation, one woman, one man going, well, I don't feel like it, and I don't want to, and I don't think this, and it's going to get in the way of my job. It's going to get in the way of my marriage. It's going to get in the way of my children. It's going to get in the way of my parents, what I want in life, my vacation, whatever. And it's like, man, that whole city is about to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
America right now is on the edge of ending as we know it. I mean, it's still going to be here. But as we know it, it's on the edge of ending. And we have so many individuals. I mean, it's repulsive to me. I mean, it's like, do you think, I'm so naive. I just was always naive. I mean, I was just naive. I can't believe it. It's like, haven't we been singing and preaching and reading the word together? It's like, don't you care?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, not really, you know. You don't. Oh my goodness, I thought you believed what you preached.
And
don't you love them folks you talked about? I love you. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Anyway, so in the context of that this one man, this whole city weighed in the balance. Right now, America weighs in the balance and is waiting for you, Jonah, you, Mr. Jonah, Mrs. Jonah, to stand up and do what God's called you to do. He told you what to do, and he's told you, and he's been patient with you, and you've gone through these experiences, you've gone through struggles, you keep running from what God's called you to do, and you're thinking about you and what you want, and you don't like those folks, and you don't want this to happen, and God's going, I don't care about you right now. I'm talking about the people that are about to be destroyed, because once to die, then the judgment. Understand, they need to be given a chance to repent. I'm not saying that they will, but at least preach the truth to them, Jonah. At least preach the truth to them. So Jonah, all of a sudden, America starts rocking and rolling like a ship on a rough ocean. All of a sudden, the very country that Jonah's in, the very ship that he's in, hits rough seas. And it starts going all over the place. And he knows. I mean, he knows. He's thinking the whole time, this is all happening because I didn't do what God said. You know, these guys are suffering. How many people are suffering, Jonah? Mrs. Jonah? Mr. Jonah? How many people are suffering? Do you even connect with the fact that people are suffering on the ship called America because you won't do what God told you to do? How many people are suffering? Do you understand that the boat in America is rocking because the church, the people God has called to bring the good news and the gospel and the love of God to this nation? I don't care if they don't know their right hand from their left. Understand, God loves Americans. God loves the people in this world. And imagine America being a ship and it's being tossed and turned, and they're saying, hey, print some more money. Let's just make new laws. Let's forget this. Let's do that. Maybe this will help. Maybe that'll help. And they're throwing all these things overboard, trying to save America. And you, Jonah, talk about your vacation. You, Jonah, talk about expanding your house and making it bigger. You, Jonah, want to be able to have your frills in life and your me time. Why, the whole ship's going down. And finally, when these guys are praying on this America, the ship called USS America, they said, is it your God? Is he angry with us? And you know what Jonah's saying in America right now? Let me tell you what all the Jonahs are saying. The 50 Jonahs in 50 states, the 3,600 Jonahs in 3,600 counties are saying, they're going, yes. You're the reason why the boat's rocking. You're the reason why. It's your darkness. It's your sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jonah's saying right now in America.
Yeah.
No, that's not what Jonah said on this boat. This is what Jonah said. He said, the reason why your life is rocking is because of my rebellion to God.
Mm.
You see, God loves these people that I don't love. And he wants me to go tell them that. And he wants me to tell them what they're doing is wrong, but he'll forgive them. And he'll restore them, and he won't bring destruction on them. But I don't like them. I don't want them to be saved. And you're suffering right now in America because I won't go to them and tell them that he loves them and will forgive them. And I don't think you'll hear Americans say this. So then he says, throw me overboard. Instead of throwing everything else, throwing the economy overboard, throwing our founding fathers overboard, throwing our Constitution overboard, throwing our Declaration of Independence overboard, throwing our school system overboard, throwing our legislator overboard, throwing our judicial branch overboard. Everything's being thrown over. And Jonah, you just keep blaming everybody instead of you because you won't go tell them. You're getting madder at them and more angry, and you got venom coming out of your mouth towards the Ninevites. And God's going, no, tell them I love them. Tell them destruction is coming, but I love them and I don't want it to come. And if they will repent, I will turn and I'll bless them. Even Nineveh, I'll bless. And so Jonah says, throw me overboard. It'll stop all this. Throw me overboard. And so when they throw him overboard, America settles down. And so he thinks, well, this is it. And all of a sudden, the whale swallows Jonah. He's in the belly of the whale. When I get back, I want to talk to you about this is you, Jonah. Next time you get in front of a mirror today, look in your car mirror, look in any mirror, look in your phone mirror, and say, I am Jonah. We're talking about America, a ship under great turmoil. The ropes are cut. She's sinking. She's going through rough places. And Jonah is on board. There's got to be at least a Jonah in every state. Somebody that God said, go tell them. But you're bringing up, oh, you know, I got my job. You know, I got my family. I got my comfort. And I got my convenience.
Yep.
And besides, they're Ninevites. And I don't like them. And I can't believe that you like them, God, right? That's part of what Jonah was saying.
Yeah, exactly what he said.
And so what Jonah was doing, Jonah was prejudging the Ninevites. He put them in two categories, it looks like. One category was they don't deserve the blessing of God like Jonah does. Secondly, that they're not going to respond anyway. I mean, think they're this evil nation to the point that God was going to destroy, God was going to destroy the city because they were so evil and they were doing so many bad things. And you can only imagine, it's, you know, welcome to, you know, darkness. And so how many people look at people walking in darkness under dark oppression, dark environments and all, and they prejudge them. I'm not going to preach them the love of God because they're not going to respond. Mm-hmm. Who are you to withhold the love of God? Who are you to withhold the truth that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life? Jonah, who are you to be able to prejudge someone? It's not for you. You just tell them. And imagine, just like Jonah was on this ship, America is just rocking and rolling, 45-degree rolls, everything's shaking and quaking, but you're like, where's Jonah? Hello? Are you anywhere to be found? Josiah, Jonah, where are you? Busy about my things. And so they throw him overboard. I mean, think about this. If you're not going to do something, Jonah, they might as well just chunk you in the Gulf or chunk you in the Atlantic, or chunk you in the Pacific or in Lake Erie, whatever. I mean, come on. Maybe there's a well to bring you, you know, around to the right place. And so when they throw him overboard, he's willing to die instead of go to Nineveh. He's willing to die instead of go to Nineveh. And I got to be honest with you, and not in regards to people, but it gets to a time in your place, in your life, where you're just thinking, like, I've preached and I've talked, and it just seems to be unresponsive. And it's just like, you know, please, isn't there some other, you know, can you just, like Jerry Clower said when he was wrestling with some animal. I can't remember what kind of animal it was. And some guy said, he said, just shoot, shoot it, shoot it. And he goes, I'm scared I might shoot you. And he goes, just shoot up amongst us. We need some relief in here, you know.
Right, right.
That, that Jonah was prejudging the Ninevites. That one is they didn't deserve God's blessing. Secondly, is they were not going to repent. How could somebody so evil do what's right? Have you looked in the mirror lately? That's us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God's forgiven us, and he'll forgive us if we repent. We are them outside of him. That's who he saved us from. And so here he does. He goes to Nineveh. He goes to America. He goes to his county, his city, his state, his region. Mm-hmm. And he begins to tell them, listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. The direction that we're going is leaving God. We've got to turn back to God. We've got to turn back to God. He begins to preach preach what God is saying. This is not good. And it's bigger than he can cover in the time frame he needs to cover it. So God has a due date for their destruction. There's a due date for the destruction of Nineveh. And I feel like in my heart, for America as we know it, there's a due date for us to be transformed as we know it if we don't wake up. And this is what God did. God delayed the due date of the disaster that would destroy Nineveh to give Jonah time to make it to everyone,
mm-hmm.
to give you time to pick up VFN radio and VFN TV in your city, to give you time to sponsor us to go into a new area to tell every single day. We're live every single day, talking every day about what God is saying. What are you doing? Giving you time to quit spending everything on yourself. And he delayed it. He gave him more time because he needed more time to physically go through this large city to tell everyone. And once he told everyone, that you can imagine Jonah's response would be, you know, other than the responses he's seeing right away, he's like, well, okay, I've finished my job. I'm out of here. But you know what? To his amazement, to his surprise, and God's knowing, because he knows all things, Nineveh's leader, which would be the king, the evil king, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to all of his folks, heard, God confirmed the word, their hearts were broken, they felt bad for what they have done, they fasted, they turned away from food, I mean, even their cows, they went and shoved muzzles over their cows so their cows couldn't eat. Listen, this is serious. Listen to God, and the whole nation, the whole city turned. And God stopped the plans that was intended for it. But it took Jonah. It took the whinier Jonah to go do what God had told him or her to do. How many people today are in turmoil seas because you won't do what God's told you to do? I couldn't imagine facing God looking at Nineveh burning in hell.
All right.
Because you judge them yourself. I think there's a special place for those folks who decide to send people to hell because they refuse to obey God. But think about it.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
That's huge.
Somebody that Jesus died for, you judged and threw down the gavel for, and you didn't even care that they go to hell. You didn't even do what he told you to do. Thank God Jonah went. Jonah went, they repented, God relented, it changed, and when he was finished ministering there, he still had the same attitude because he's sitting outside the city and complaining about it's hot. Let me tell you something. It's time for us to lay down our life, pick up our cross, Jonah, and do what God has called us to do. He's told you to do it. It's time to do it. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.